During the recent provincial election campaign in Quebec, one political party proposed a protein shift in public cafeterias and institutions by offering a menu made up of 50% plant-based protein meals. In the same vein, the party also suggested that 70% of food products served in public institutions be local. Local is certainly a desirable policy for most, if access and affordability aren't compromised, of course, because it is one of the best ways for a government to stimulate the local economy. But politicizing proteins is another story. Whether we like it or not, animal proteins play an important role in our food culture, especially in Canada. Just think of turkey at Christmas or barbecues with a piece of meat or two. Animal proteins have always brought us together, building communities along the way. Beef, pork, chicken, seafood, cheeses, and other dairy products. These products are part of our country's food heritage. With the massive arrival of vegetable protein-based products in recent years, veganism and vegetarianism continue to fuel debate. As a result, consumers have really emerged as winners in some ways. First, we have more choice. Before the Beyond Meat invasion, the trifecta of meats, beef, chicken and pork, had become boring. Our protein literacy has improved over the past few years with more excitement, more debates and more options. But for some time now, proteins have been politicized and pushed by certain political and non-political groups to encourage citizens to adopt a diet with less or no meat to save the planet. Some groups are even sanctioning research to support a certain anti-animal protein narrative. That said, one must admit the science is clear. The production of animal protein generally emits far more greenhouse gases. Milk, beef, pork, chicken, the findings in recent years are abundantly obvious. But these sectors are also adjusting and expect to reach ambitious emission reduction targets by 2030 or 2040. Some even plan to become carbon neutral. Maple Leaf Foods, the country's largest pork processor, is already operating as a carbon-neutral enterprise. The industry recognizes there is work to be done, but it's a safe bet that our animal choices will be more ecological in 10 or 20 years. We must give them time to adjust. Eating involves personal and cultural choices. To see a political party or other organizations using protein, in short, food, as a tool to fight against climate change creates unease among many. Currently, more than 90% of Canadians eat meat regularly. Humans have been eating meat for millennia. Over the last few decades, we have adopted new diets with less of this or more of that, bringing more variety and dietary inclusiveness through immigration and our collective curiosity. It's been wonderful to watch Canadians explore new culinary frontiers. But as a society, we have never pushed public institutions to ban the consumption of any food, especially meat. Playing with our culinary mores is a dangerous game. Food remains a personal choice. In 1967, Pierre Trudeau declared that there was no place for the state in the bedrooms of the nation. History would give some merit to his claim, but his words should also apply to our nation's kitchens. The state has the right to guide us in our food choices through education and awareness campaigns. Nevertheless, food must be prioritized and not politicized. Imposing choices, regardless of motives, goes beyond the limits of a democracy that respects its people. Sylvain Charlebois is senior director of the Agri-Food Analytics Lab and a professor in food distribution and policy at Dalhousie University.